This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Born June 21st in Valley Spring, New York. He is an actor and stand-up comedian who came to national attention as a cast member on Saturday Night Live, going on to appear in such films as Beer League, Zookeeper, and the stoner classic, Half-Baked. You've read his book, I'm Not High, and watched his comedy specials, Hardcore, and Laughter for All, Let's Clear the Air, and Comic Frenzy, as well as his album, Songs from the Garage. And this Wednesday night, you can see him live on stage at the Sprint Center as he opens for Metallica. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Jim Brewer.
My friend, are living the dream.
I am.
It's going to be so good, man. I cannot wait to see you. Tell me, what are you doing before Metallica? Because I know it's not just stand-up, right? You're hosting a party, and you got a lot of responsibilities.
Yeah, I put the whole beginning show together, which is basically, I got my DJ goes up there at 7. Now, I saw them with the other DJ. Metallica, great guy, did a good job. Metallica fans weren't really digging it.
No.
This DJ is handpicked. I'm helping picking all the songs. Like, this guy showed up. I toured with him. If you saw me recently doing stand-up, he opens for me, Joe Sib. And when he first came to my house, he's like, bro, here's, do I play this? Wah. I said, what are you playing? Because that's metal. Oh, dude. Everyone going. There's a lot of young people, but it's mostly my age. I want to hear Van Halen with David Lee Roth. I want to hear Scorpions, Priest, Maiden. Don't play the stuff that's obscure. No, it's
right.
Don't play that. And once we were in sync with that, so he goes up, and I go up 7:30. Depending on the arena, I may be up there half hour, I may be up there 40, like last night. Lubbock, Texas. Oh, my God, I could have did a 45-minute set. They just were, into everything I was saying. So it's a little bit of, I find a little pocket to do stand-up, but I'm really doing crowd work.
Sure.
I'm going in the audience. I'm finding the oldest guy in the arena. I'm finding the kid. I'm pointing people out, putting the spotlight on them.
I love it. I think it's great.
So there's a little bit of stand-up, a little bit of crowd work, stories, and then I have a live camera, so I start going backstage, and once in a while I capture Lars or James rolling around, and I put them in an awkward position. The crowd is bonkers. I do a huge metal sing-along right before they come out.
Great. I think that's so fun. But Jim, you know what amazes me, and I don't know that people understand this, to give you the freedom to stop at 30 or 45 minutes and not have it most, you know, if you're a band, this is the time you start, this is the time you finish, and 1 minute over, and guess who's not on the tour anymore? Not, hey man, if you're feeling it, you know,
right.
And it's true, I mean, that's a real trust in you, that's a real friendship, them going, look, do what you do, and we'll be there when you're done.
Listen, it was Lars and James both said the same thing. They're like, this Lars summed it up for me. He's like, dude, listen, we'd love to have bands open up for us. Here's the brutal, honest truth. Nobody comes to see them.
No, it's true.
It's a bummer for the bands. It's a bummer for us. So we're at the point where we want to entertain our fans, and we don't think anyone's better than you. You know the band. You know our audience. You are that guy. We've seen you a million times. Sometimes you have different sets. You know how to read a room. And I'm like, yeah, and this is going to be the best time of my life.
Yeah.
Here's the other part. Not only that, and I, you know, some people may think I'm crazy or whatever, but my favorite part of the night is not only when my piece is done, it's when I'm done, I go in the crowd. And now it's become a thing where we go by the sound booth and the crowd gathers. There's about 10, 15 people that'll gather around me knowing I'm going to come out and jam with them in certain songs. And
that's so good. That's hard. So great. Dude, that's so great. Well, because, listen, you're a lifelong metal guy. Like, you know, when you're doing the album and you know, working with Caggiano from Volbeat and Brian Johnson, which is, I mean, of course you want everything you do to be successful. But at the end of the day, when you put on Mr. Rock and Roll, it doesn't matter. You'll be eight, God willing, you're 90. And you're sitting there. You can put that on and instantly realize you were part of something great with one of the greatest rock legends that will ever walk the earth.
Well, this is why I say I'm like the Forrest Gump of entertainment, and I don't even try to figure it out anymore. It's, you know, part of me goes, yeah, I want to be a huge, huge star, and why isn't this bigger? And at the end of the day, I go, who are my idols growing up? It was Halford.
Yeah.
AC/DC, Metallica. I've sang with freaking Halford. I did a song with Brian Johnson. I got up on this tour and I sang with Metallica during one of their freaking rehearsals and in the arena, and I'm on tour with them. It's like I'm Forrest Gump. One day, a year ago, I was on stage with Billy Joel singing a song.
That's right. AC/DC That's song. Right.
I'm like, I am the Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get every day. Just one day I'm up on stage with this man named Billy Joel. Apparently he's popular.
I'm not a smart man, but I know what metal is. That's just
I may not be smart, but I do know what the heavy metal hold rock is.
It's so good, but I'm just like, you're one of those great guys that I like. I'm always happy for you, man. I love to see it. I'm like, look at that, because it's, you know, it's sometimes it feels like in this world you can't kill the bad guys with a ball peen hammer. And you know, when I see one of the guys, you go, that's a truly funny, truly good guy who always took care of his family, did his best, worked his ass off, did whatever it took. And so when you see you getting the stuff that I know you love personally, I just think that gives hope to everybody. And that's just living well.
You know, it's cool. This is what this song hit me the other day. My mom's favorite song in life was Sinatra's My Way.
Mine too.
And I can honestly say, you know, part of me struggled because I'm so anti-Hollywood. I'm so anti that entire scene. And I wasn't always like that. That's how I started. You know, you start and you want to be a star and you want leather pants and you know, want to walk through the mall with a wild monkey chained to it. So, but watch out, he bites. can we touch the kangaroo? I wouldn't. He kicks hard. People going, damn, that guy's a real star. Look at him. He's got a kangaroo. He's wearing glasses. He's got
so
white
true.
Leather. Who is that guy? He's a star. He's successful. But I have to honestly say, I may not be in the forefront or a household name or whatever, but the fact that I'm able to have my morals, my family, and be with guys like Metallica who bring me in that back door, the ACD, like, we see what you do. Come over here. You come hang with this crew. Dude, that's all I ever wanted. And now I got to say, my stand-up and the one-man shows that I'm touring with, I've never been in a better place in my life.
I love it.
Wow,
it's great, man. That's the secret to happiness, right? That gratitude of really taking a look at it. You can always have more. Everybody, nobody will ever be the more than anybody. But you can have you can have the right things that you really always wanted anyway, man. And it doesn't mean you stop wanting and trying. It just means, man, take a moment and really look how lucky you are if you want to know what happiness is.
Reflection is the key, big key in life. To sit, be quiet, and really reflect on what you actually need to nurture what's inside you rather than what you think you want.
Right.
Those are two, as the great Metallica song, King Nothing, careful what
Certainly.
You wish. It's just my dedication, careful what you wish. known that I watched that every day.
Yeah, no, that song's always stuck out to me, too.
Castle Crumbling, me, I love that song. That's in my industry, you know how many people I've seen come and go or on the rise up? They're just douche monkeys. And I won't say names even now that are still, they had a high kingdom and the thing crumbled down. Is it a karma or whatever?
Sure.
And they just sit there and they point their finger. It's now to you. It's you. Where's your crown, King? Nothing.
If you knew how many times I've used that exact same thought process in my head for guys who were effing with us or guys, you know, just bad guys. And you're like, yep. And it, especially around the time that song was always on the radio.
Yeah.
It's good, man. But that's what that's what all of us loved rock and roll for, man. When we were kids and we weren't cool or we were weird or we were nerds or we weren't popular or whatever, we didn't play sports or whatever we were, the metal kids were always, you know, it really was as cheesy and as cliche. All that stuff really saves your sanity when you're a hormonal weird kid.
I think also, too, you see a different outlook. You see the programming that goes on in life from the minute you come out of the womb. And you go, I'm not digging this whole,
right.
I'm not buying this whole concept. I want to think outside the box. And there's definitely something wackier going on here. And I'm not going to walk amongst the billions of cows and sheep that are just going,
yeah.
Democrat, Republican,
that's right.
Conservative.
That's right. That's right. Everybody's so terrified they won't belong. They're afraid to stand on the outside and go have some fun and have a laugh. And then the people who deep down in their heart know they didn't follow their heart and that they did just turn into some kind of an automaton, that they then those are the guys that troll you and that hate and that it, because really they're just angry at themselves and they're freaked out by what their life became.
Yeah, and I used to be bothered by it. I've gotten really good with the Twitter trolls, which I don't really get a lot. Once in a while, you'll get whoever, and they're like, yeah, the child is really smart. You know, to have you up there because by the time they come out, I'm sick and tired of you.
I don't even answer those guys anymore. I can't even give. I just go delete ban. I was like, you know what, dude? I'm not getting it with you.
I don't either. I can crack any troll. I just got to crack up and go, wow, you actually had to think and type with your tiny little fingers, and you wasted that much energy.
That's it.
For pretty much nothing. Let me know how your day works out, stupid.
Yeah. Well, that's it, man. Because I urge everybody, do be, you know. And again, like, I love it. I love all successful people. Good for you. Everybody earned whatever they have. But it's always the underdog guys I root for, the ones that wasn't the obvious path. I mean, listen, what a terrible idea to go, you know what I should do? Become a comedian. That's one of the hardest things in the world. I think it's harder than trying to be a musician because you don't have even bandmates to lean on. You're just out there by yourself. And nobody wants you to do better than them. So you're in it's like a battle of the bands every night at a comedy club.
You're right. You know, when I on this tour, I'll sit there and I'll see someone coming down the aisles. And something may strike my eye, either the way they're dressed or what they're. And I go, you, stop right there. And the whole arena would look. And then it's funny the difference, too, in a rock arena, a rock environment. And I come off the stage. And security kind of freaks out. I go, listen, no one cares. I'm not a musician. No one cares about me. They split it splits. It's like Moses when I walk. No, he's just a comedian, man. It's just, let him through. Don't grab his shirt.
You know what I really think it is?
No one cares.
You know what I think it is? No, Jim, I think it's better, much better than that. I think all those guys in the audience identify so deeply with you, and they like you, that you're one of them, and they're like, now we're all going to watch Metallica together because it's going to be awesome because you talk to people like a real human being. And I think that's an incredible gift. Instead of talking at them, you have fun with them.
Well, that's the theme I have when I'm there. That is the theme when I see they hit the stage. Hey, listen, we're all here waiting for them. So while we're here, let's start hanging. Let's start getting to know each other. Let's have some fun. Let's have little things going on. Maybe I'll bring you up here. We'll do a little trivia. Maybe we'll do a game show. Maybe I'm going to pop up in your section and point you out. And God, it's the best gig I ever had in my life.
I hope they're videoing it every night. Oh, every single night you're getting a video of
it.
Just to put it at home, man.
I got tons and tons and tons. I got a 24-hour camera guy. So we have this whole, I started a Patreon page where I do a weekly TV series of A Life on the Road.
Great.
And,
I can't wait to see
all
that.
With Metallica and then some. So, you know, it's cool too. Are you coming to the concert?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? I wouldn't. I have friends coming in from New York. F 'em Up Chuck's coming in. I wouldn't miss. It's been 10 years. I saw Metallica at the Uptown Theater with Cliff opening for Wasp.
Oh, wow.
And Armored Saint.
Oh, wow. Well, did you know this about Armored Saint? You ready for a little something that probably nobody knows?
Tell me.
Is Bush still singing with them, John?
Well, no. Is he back? Is that what we're saying?
No, man.
Okay. No, John Bush.
Oh, no. You know what? I misunderstood what you said. You said the last time you saw it was Bush.
No. At the time, Metallica was the opening band. Then it was Armored Saint. Then it was Wasp.
Oh, my God. All right. Well, I'll give you a little thing here. Yeah. Yes. Zach, who's on my tour bus, is the guitar tech now for Rob, but he was for Armored Saint on that tour. And then Metallica asked him to start touring. So Zach has been with Metallica since those days.
Right.
And check this out. I don't think a lot of people know this. When I was hosting the 30-year anniversary for Metallica with just their fans, and they had every single band they ever played with and their influence, about, James Hetfield goes up and he goes, before I bring this guy out, a lot of you may not know this, but we actually reached out to him and said, hey, would you be the lead singer of our band?
That's right.
And James said, because I didn't want to sing. And this guy said, no, man, I got my own thing going on with this Armored Saint. And James went, okay.
Yeah, that's right. I remember.
Metallica would have been with John Bush as the lead singer.
You know what? He's a great singer, too.
Oh, God, he's great.
His Anthrax stuff was incredible.
Oh. To me, that was my, no disrespect to anyone else, but that was my favorite time when John was there.
Yeah, it was really good, man. I'm old school. You always get stuck with what you first fall in love with. Since I was an early Anthrax fan, I certainly loved it. But he breathed such a modern life into that band for those few albums. That Stomp 242 it'll tear your goddamn head off.
Yeah, the guy's an animal. Still has power vocal cords.
Yeah.
Huge vocal cords still. Friggin' love it. Well, I'm excited. I'm going to get to see you there.
Yeah, dude. It'll be really fun. That'd be wonderful, man.
You're my cell, right?
I do through Jake. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. You let me know when you get there. I want to bring you back and all that. You got to hang out for a little bit.
You're sweet, man. I appreciate that, man. I'll definitely reach out to you, dude. I can't wait to watch what... I really am excited to see you open this show just because... Again, I think it's a great idea. You know, you gotta have a guy like you who doesn't do just straight comedy, who knows how to work with people to make the whole crowd get excited. Because, you know, that's the whole point. They want you to warm up a crowd. That's what a warm-up band is supposed to do. But you cannot put a band, you're right, you can't put a band against Metallica, and you can't put a band before Kiss and makeup. Either way, nobody wants to see it.
And the way Lars and James and all of us said, this is not about me. It's not about me. The thing about me, that's the Voodoo Lounge. That's my own touring.
That's right, man.
This is about Metallica, and we're all there for Metallica, and I'm just going to make sure this is going to be a killer kick-ass ride till they walk out. And I think we have a pretty damn good time.
It's going to be fantastic, dude. And then, of course, after we get through Wednesday night, we start the push for May 3rd, Friday, at the Voodoo Lounge, which is going to be incredible. And it's a Friday night, so that makes it the perfect night to go see Jim Brewer do his real show, his full show. And I mean, they got Saturday and Sunday to recuperate.
Yeah, I would suggest get those tickets earlier because I'm going to announce it. If it's not sold out yet, I'm going to announce it on stage at that Metallica crowd.
Yeah.
And then if that happens, it's over.
Yep. Yep. All right, my friend, I will see you. I'm going to see you in 2 days.
I'll see you in 2 days, brother. Bye, good talking to you always, and I'm excited to see you. Have a good one.
What a great guy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.